In my opinion, it's great to be a guy. Okay, I know some of you ladies have a different thought. It's great to be a guy. I don't have to worry about, first of all, I don't have to worry about putting the makeup on. And I don't have to stand in front of a closet and looking at the clothes and try about 16 different sets and before I choose one. In many ways, it seems that the guys got the better end of the deal. However, comes with a responsibility. We have more responsibility than women. Before we get into the serious study, this is the few reasons why I think the men's got the better end of the deal than women. First, the occasional well-rendered belch is expected. Right? The louder, the better. And the phone conversation can be ended within 30 seconds or less, except when we talk about what we like to talk about with our buddies. Next one is a five-day vacation requires only one suitcase or even less. And men get the extra credit for the slightest act of thoughtfulness. Usually everything on men's face stays in the original color. We don't have to change anything. And three pairs of shoes are more than enough. Men don't have to stop and think which way to turn the ball, the knot on the bolt. Left loosey, right tight, right? And the same hairstyle lasts for a decade or even longer. We don't have to worry about hairstyle, the newest hairstyle. One wallet, one pair of the shoes, one color, all season. Man can do his nails with a pocket knife. Just pull it out, do your nails. I'm fine, thank you. Man can do Christmas shopping for 25 relatives on Christmas Eve, 45 minutes flat. Are you in agreement with that, guys? All right. And the last, when the two guys walk in the room and they're wearing the same exact clothes, there's no fight, there's no glare, there's no cast fight. We become lifelong buddies. All right, seriously. Last week, we studied about the woman's role, the wife's role, the what God requires from them. Ladies, I hope that you not only learn it, you practice it. What is the main point of the things that you need to do? Respect your husband. Okay? Respect your husband. And husband, you've been jabbing your wife and then coughing and then trying to get your wife's attention all last Sunday. Now it's your turn. So wives, ladies, use your elbow this time. So this time we are going to learn from God, from the Word of God, the Bible, voice of God, what the man of God is supposed to do, godly husband is supposed to do. You ready, guys? All right. I don't hear it. You ready, guys? All right. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, all the wisdom and godly guidance comes from you, and you give us a hopeful life in Christ Jesus through his grace. Your mercy removes our sins from us, and your love fills our hearts with joy and gladness. Now we open our heart to receive your truth and your instruction from your word. And we are asking you to let our heart be anointed by the Holy Spirit that we may understand your truth. And then let us have the obedient heart to obey you. And we also pray for our President George W. Bush in the last few days in his office. We're asking you to continuously give him wisdom. We also pray for the President-elect Obama. And first of all, we pray for his salvation, that he may come to know Jesus and let him do what is right in your sight. And we also pray for our troops around the world. We're asking you to protect them, keep them safe from harm. And we also lifting up the law enforcement personnel and the firefighters around this community and Tucson. We ask you to put the hedge of protection around them as they protect our lives. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Let's read it here. Husband, likewise, would you put the number one, dwell with them. That's the number one. Number two, with understanding. Number three, giving honor to the wives, to the wife. Number four, as to the weaker vessel. And number five, as being heirs together of the grace of life. And number six, your prayer may not be hindered. We have here five commands and one warning. We need to take this into our heart. Number one command is to dwell with them. Godly husband abides with his wife, not just staying with, sharing the house with her, but rather share life with her. It is so important, sharing life together with her. Second command we find here is with understanding. A man was walking along the side of the lake, and he kind of stumbled into this object, and he picked it up and looked at it. It was a lamp. So he didn't know what it was, so he kind of brushed it and rubbed it, and poof, there's a blue genie popped up. It's a true story, right? This blue genie said, "Okay, master, I'm at your service. You may have one wish." And the guy said, "Look, what do you mean one wish? It used to be a three wish. How come? What happened to the three wish?" And the genie said, "Well, economy is bad, and there are so many financial bailouts. So one wish. So take it or leave it." So this guy thought, "Okay, I always wanted to go to the Hawaii, but I'm scared of flying, so I want you to make me a bridge between California and Hawaii so I can drive to Hawaii." And Genie said, "Are you out of your mind? I mean, do you know how much steel and concrete will take that to build that long bridge? So come up with something else, just another one." So this guy really thought through. He said, "Okay, I want to understand woman's mind." And the Genie said, "Okay, do you want that bridge two lanes or four lanes?" For guys, it is almost impossible to understand woman's mind. Because, let's face it, guys, we are simple people, aren't we? You can understand your wife better by submitting yourself to God's word. Submitting to God first, and loving her as Christ loved the church. While we're doing that, God gives us wisdom and insight to understand our wives. The foremost important thing is submit to God and love your wives as Christ loved the church. Third command I find here is giving honor to your wife. A godly husband knows how to make his wife feel honored. Though she may submit to according to the God's instruction from the Bible, she needs to make sure that she doesn't feel like she is some sort of slave obedient to taskmaster. He should not make her feel like a slave. Okay, she needs to feel that she is honored by her husband. Fourth command we find, as to the weaker vessel. This word, weaker vessel, is a kind of unfortunate translation, in my opinion. The proper translation is a precious vessel. Okay? I know some of the ladies who can whip the guys with the one arm tied behind their back. I don't know whether they're the bikers, check, or the big burly ladies. I don't know who they are, but they can do that. Generally, women's physically less stronger than men. So guys, a godly husband recognizes whatever the limitation his wife has physically and does not demand more from her than what is appropriate. And he should treat her like a precious and expensive china, precious vessel. You don't toss that precious vessel around. You treat her carefully. By the way, you guys, you gentlemen, still open the doors for the ladies, right? You still open the doors for the ladies, right? Okay, you better. Fifth commandment, as being heir together of grace of life, godly husband realizes that his spouse is not only his wife, but also she is a sister in Christ. As a joint heir, okay? Heirs together remind the husband that even though they have been a great authority within marriage, their wives are still equal to them and in spiritual privilege and eternal importance. So husband and wives, they are joint heir in Christ. Joint heir. Spiritually, we are equal. By seniority, man has more responsibility. Now, we have a warning, gentlemen. Some of you guys, hey, I'm a single. Why do I have to listen to this? Someday you get married, then you can exercise this. Warning from God is that your prayer may not be hindered. Failure to be a godly husband has spiritual consequences, folks. And it can be and will hinder your prayer. The word hindered, epokto, in Greek word, means literally cut off. In other words, it's like God is literally cutting off your prayer line from you so that he will not listen to you. This ekopto is, you can find in Matthew chapter 5, verse 30. Matthew 5, verse 30, please. Let's see how severe this is. Matthew 5, 30. If your right hand causes you to sin, next word is cut it off. That's the same word as hinder, and it's ekopto. And cast it from you, and for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body be cast into hell. Remember, when you are not a godly husband, when there is a problem between you and your wife, then your prayer will be hindered. So if there is any problem between you and your wife, before you go to God, make it right with your wife. Okay? We learn about how the wife being submissive to husband, and that doesn't mean the husband can order wife like he's the main boss. And, they have a tendency, sometimes that people have a tendency to walk, men have a tendency to walking around like a rooster with a pompous attitude. And they will declare that I am the head of family, and your wife will tell you, I'm the neck that turned the head. Before we start to have that attitude, think hard. She's your helpmate. This time, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, please. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Now, Apostle Paul is echoing what Apostle Peter teaches us in his letter to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. You there yet? Okay. Husband, note the word. What is the next word? Love. Love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, and he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself the glorious church, and not having a spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, and no one ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as the Lord does the church. First thing we find is unconditional love. Of course, you guys know that each command for the husband starts with the love. Love your wife. This, of course, this word that we know, agape, unconditional love. So that means that you ought to love, loving your wife even if she burns your food. Loving your wife even if she asks you to do something right in the middle of kickoff football game, playoff game, at the last fourth quarter, and it's your favorite team. And she asks you to do something, you get up and do it. Because your wife is more important than football game. And loving your wife even if she ruins your favorite shirt, loving your wife even if she treats you bad, loving your wife even if she gains weight, loving your wife even if she gets old. Guess what, guys? You get old too. It's not just happening to her, you too. Your wife needs your affirmation of your love for her, and you only love her no matter what. You love her no matter what. Never forget that agape is an action. Unconditional love is an action. It's not ooey-gooey feeling. Don't get confused with the Hollywood love. It's not just attitude of knowledge. Make a specific effort to do loving things for your wife daily, please. Daily, and in addition to what you've been doing. Here's a side note, extra tip for you, no extra charge. Send a card. When was the last time you sent a love card? When was the last time you brought her flower? If you cannot remember, that's bad, guys. Okay? You will pick up the lovey-dovey card, send it to her. Give a note. Let her know that you love her. You may say, well, I told her I love you before I got married. Well, that doesn't count. So do that, please. And please listen to her with a willing heart to consider and understand what your wife needs and desire and act to meet her longing. Second thing I find here is putting her before yourself. Putting her before yourself. What did Christ do for the church? He died for the church. I'm not asking you to die for her physically only, but also emotionally and with a willing heart. The Lord wants us to do that. Such as giving up. Again, I'm going to talk about this. Giving up watching your favorite game on TV. And giving up your newspaper. Don't read the newspaper at the dinner table. Some of the guys doing that and, you know, have a newspaper in front of his face and eating like this. What kind of conversation you have? And giving up your fishing trip for your wife's honey-do list? And some of you are thinking, okay, you went too far. What if you do that? I don't think your wife will take for granted. She'll remember that. How about this? Giving up your time and go to shopping with her. Whoa. How about going for shopping for blouse and go let her try about 40 different blouses in the 10 different store for 5 hours, and she hasn't bought one thing yet. She had the fun because you are there. Have you ever thought about that? She will remember that. Folks, marriage is about loving your wife before loving yourself, and marriage is about putting her needs before your desire and your need, and without expecting anything back from her. I said this before, I'm going to repeat it again. Marriage is not a 50-50. That's why we have almost 60% divorce rate. Anyone from this moment, nobody in our church, nobody said marriage is a 50-50. I give some, you give me some. That's why I end up in the divorce court. You give everything to her first without expecting anything back. Guess what happened? She will be grateful to you and she will do the same to you. Well, what a concept. That's how the God designed it, and it works every time. You might think that I am telling you to be a wimp, to instead of being macho man, you know, being guys that like to be a macho man. I'm not asking you to be a wimp. I'm not asking you to give up your masculinity. However, I'm asking you to give it insensitivity. You might say that I'm picking on a man who is watching TV. Yeah, haven't you heard the word football widow? There is a reason why that word came up. Or job widow, because you are so much into job that she become useless. Speaking of watching TV, husband and wife and sitting in the living room, and then they were talking, and the husband said, you know, if I ever come to the stage where I have to depend on the machine to survive, just pull the plug. You know what the wife did? She just got up and went to the TV and unplugged the TV. We, as husband, can be very insensitive to wives. That translate as not caring about them. You might say, well, I'm not that detail-oriented. Or, you know, I just cannot do that kind of thing. I don't do that kind of sissy stuff. Let's go back to the time when you were dating. What did you do? Were you detail-oriented? I bet you were. Did you do some sissy stuff like picking up flowers for her? Oh, yeah, you proudly carried it. Why did you stop? Why did you stop? If you're thinking that, are you talking to me? Yeah, probably I am. Why did you stop? Is it because you're married to her, so she's yours, and then she's not going anywhere? No. You're not supposed to do that. As I said before, the best way to ruin the marriage is do nothing. It will automatically dissolve that marriage. Marriage must be cultivated at all cost and need to be protected at all cost. Loving your wife in a sensitive way and caring for her is not giving up your masculinity. And as a matter of fact, that being insensitive is downright dumb and ungodly. Let me repeat one more time. As a matter of fact, being insensitive is downright dumb and ungodly. And don't think that insensitivity is masculinity. Your wife is more important than anything else, as I said before. Nothing wrong with providing good things. If you are into jobs, you're into doing your job, nothing wrong with providing for your wife good things. But when it becomes it's a quest for your job and that takes over before your wife and your marriage, there's a problem. Our wives need affirmation of our unconditional love over and over and over. So if you said to her, I love you, 2 years ago, you need to say a whole lot more from now on. Several times a day. Third thing I find is washing your wife with the Word of God. Let's go to verse 26. He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Washing your wives with the word of God is an extremely important duty for man, for her husband. However, it does not say that use the word of God as some sort of battering ram to get what you want. Especially, guys would love to quote the verse, wives, submit to your husband. But they forget the rest of them. Love your wives as Christ loved the church. As a priest of the family, the husband needs to study the Bible and minister to the wives and the children and with the word of God in gentle spirit. Folks, if you truly believe in God and you really love your wife, you want her to be close to God as much as possible. You can do your devotion together, pray together, and seek God's heart together. You will see that your wife's heart is blossoming and growing in God. And you can use the word of God to sanctify her and cleanse her. I'll be the first one to tell you it works. And God used the word of God to clean and bring myself and my wife together closer. So let's talk about intimacy. There's a tremendous difference in intimacy between man and wife. When I talk about intimacy to the ladies, they are thinking about romantic dinner, candlelight, and sunset, cozy cuddle up together and talking softly. And the ladies can find the intimacy in the middle of the stadium. They're surrounded by 50,000 screaming football fans. They still find intimacy. But for guys, intimacy, there's one word that comes up. Sex. Nothing else. So why is there so much difference? The problem with that is it neither lasts long. So all that sizzle is gone. It's not unusual to look for the sizzle from somewhere else with somebody else. So intimacy must be protected. I'm not talking about sex. Intimacy, your idea of intimacy should be her idea of intimacy. Spending time with your wife. Some of the men think that you are a stud. I have a great definition for the stud. It's a stupid 2x4 between the two drywalls. Okay, guys? Women tend to give sex for love. Men tend to give love for sex. We must get out of the typical mentality about intimacy and get into the concept of true relationship in marriage is pleasing God and pleasing our wives and without our own selfish need. This is so important. Listen carefully, please. Sex without love, without the sign of love, is sure to create a resentment from your wife. To be exact, if your wife does not feel and know that your love for her and you're having sex with her to meet your own physical need only, guess what? She feels like she's been raped or used. We don't want that. We don't want that. So I have a few practical tips for you gentlemen. A few practical tips. Number one, spend time together. Really, really listening to her and because you want to understand her. Of course, this means everything including TVs off, newspapers off, magazines off, everything's off. And you give her complete attention to her as long as she wants. Ladies, do you agree? Ladies, do you agree? See? Second thing I suggest you is while you two are talking, look at her into her eyes. And move close to her so that she sees that you're giving her full attention. Third tip for you, do this often so that you get comfortable to share your inmost thought with her. Guys don't want to share what they have in mind to their wives. You can get comfortable if you spend time with your wife. Fourth tip here, pay attention to your wife when other people's around. This is extremely important. Pay attention to your wife when other people's around. This means more to her than you will ever know. Fifth thing is, don't try to solve everything that she has a problem with. How do I know? Because I'm the fixer. Stupid fixer. I think I have to fix everything that my wife has a problem. That's normal for guys. We have to fix something. A lot of times we don't have to do anything. Just be there, listen to her cry, and be there. Listen to her. Hold her close and just lend your ears and shoulder and your heart. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, men need respect. Woman needs your love. We'll make four applications. Five applications. Number one, be sensitive to your wife in word and action to please her. I'm not asking you to fake. Be genuine. Be genuine, and be specific, and be generous. And you build her up with your word. Compliment her. Remember what I said before. You can find the bad things from each of us all the time. But you make an effort to look for good things. Second application, let your wife know how precious, how important she is to you publicly, privately. Let other people know that she is important to you. Let other people know that she is precious to you. Guys, don't express your admiration for other women unless you have a death wish. Don't say, oh, she's so pretty, or you're so dead. Keep your attention and focus on your wife. Let her make you feel special. Third application, do not look down on her own wife for anything. Do not look down on her for everything, anything. I had occasion, this is the true story. It's not the same true story as the genie, okay? The genie doesn't exist. I met this man for the first time, and I knew his wife. And I was my daughter's friend. And he told me that, pointing her, she's so clumsy and idiot. She bumped into the wall all the time. I looked at him, he's like, what are you, stupid jerk? I should whack you in the side of your head. You don't say that kind of thing to anybody. As a matter of fact, you don't even say that to your wife. Never talk down, never look down. She's your helpmate. You're supposed to cherish her. You're supposed to build her up. Not look down, not talk down. Fourth application, put your wife's needs and desires before yours. Remember, marriage is not 50-50. Marriage is what? 100-0. Not expecting anything back. That goes both ways. Fifth application, pray for her daily that God's will be done in her life. The most important thing. Gentlemen, now you may start your engine to practice thing. Okay? Ladies, now you know that your husband knows this. Let's stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. We learned many things. We're asking you to be obedient to your word and be guided by the Holy Spirit to be a better husband, to be a better wife, and to be the better believers in Christ Jesus. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.